I have been focusing on our season of Advent. I've used hope, peace, joy, and today is about love. But I've taken it a step further. I've talked about being a hope bringer, a peacemaker, a joy receiver, and also a love redeemer. And it's also for now, right here. So I've been doing that. So in terms of that, hope bringer is bringing some perspective now. That's what happens. A peacemaker is navigating it now. A joy receiver is having that resilience now. But being a love redeemer, a very specific thing, is taking ownership now. That's what redeeming is all about, isn't it? Some of you will be redeeming some vouchers from your Christmas day, won't you? Or you'll be redeeming your credit note because of an unwanted Christmas gift. You'll be having all these things of a redemption code. All of these things are taking ownership, buying it back. But there's a very deep meaning behind all of that today. You see, God at Christmas is the ultimate love redeemer. So God was buying back something that had been lost for ages. So I'm going to offer you three where you can participate in God's way of that redeeming love. Okay? Love redeemers recover purpose. I wonder if you recognize this tree. It's called the Sycamore Gap tree, and it's no longer there. There is now a gap. There was consternation and horror at an act of vandalism that basically ended up someone chopping down that tree and leaving it there to lie at Hadrian's Wall. It was a romantic spot for so many. It inspired so many people, for whatever reason it was in their lives. When they saw it chopped down, it was almost like they had chopped down a memory that was meaningful to them, a moment in their lives when that tree spoke so much that they could go back and start something new in their lives. For whatever reason, how that works in their hearts, that's what happened. And there, top left, it's knocked down and it's just a stump. The National Trust, when they heard this, they said here, after discovering the felled tree, our team's quickly on the scene to collect material that will enable us to propagate from the tree. And it says here, this work is taking place in our specialist rare plant propagation nursery. And although this wasn't really the right time of year to do this work, we are encouraged by positive signs of life and are hopeful that over 30% of the mature seeds and half of the cuttings will be viable, which means we can hopefully grow new descendants from the tree in the future. We are hoping that the trunk of the original tree will regrow, but it could take up to 3 years before we know if this is possible. As with many things in landscape restoration, we need to be patient and take the time to let nature do its thing. I don't think that image should be lost on you. When you may feel that your experience recently as a congregation, that someone's just chopped it down and left you bereft, shocked, with consternation. And yet, there is new life. There are new beginnings. There are stories of where people have said, do you know, I've not been here for a while, but I'm back. And if you're listening online, come back. And you see at Christmas, in the first story, God was dealing with almost like a stump of a nation and of a people, but also of a world where humanity had been reduced to a stump, where death takes away any sense of purpose, and he wanted to redeem it back. He wanted to start an everlasting life all over again with Jesus being born into the world. Through that seed, born into Mary's life, a young boy growing up into a world so fragile, love needs to be patient. It takes time. And while you want to sort out and control and take and buy back as quickly as if it was a voucher for Marks and Spencers, God's love and nature takes time. It needs to be nurtured in that propagation process where healing takes place. And so we have here an opportunity to patiently be someone who gives that redeeming love and purpose back into not just your own life, but other people's lives. There will be people amongst us, or that you know, where their loved one is not beside them anymore, where their sense of purpose, identified so closely with someone you love, is gone, needs support and care and nurture through a time like this to redeem back the purpose. Because that person will be asking us, how can I go on without them? So there's a real sense where we need to come alongside and understand and show that redeeming love in a patient way, where you don't fix the person, you are just with the person. Or maybe someone's had a broken relationship and it's just all crumbled beneath them. The person they thought they would share their life with has left them. How do they rebuild purpose once more? Or maybe your job has just gone downhill and the company you're with is just not working out. Or maybe there's a sense where there's independence has been taken from under you and you do not know how to engage in the world once more. There are still people impacted by the pandemic who are mentally struggling and coming to terms with the purpose that was shaped by the routine they had has been totally disrupted, whether by health or by isolation. It has messed up their life and they need purpose once more. We need to be loving, redeeming people that brings back purpose, and it just takes time. And the Christmas story tells us that with a child born to live a life for everlasting life. But love also redeems and remembers the forgotten. Love redeemers remember the forgotten. It is no accident that this story broke news and they had a scoop of a story out in the fields with shepherds. There is no accident there. These are people who were at the bottom rung of the ladder. These are the people where in the supply chain they are finding things difficult and struggling. These are the people that will be scoffed at and forgotten. I want to share with you something about who I am and what I do. Because in our charity, Hope for Justice, we deal with what we call the least, the last, and the lost. And we tell a story each Christmas about what happens to people who are human trafficking and modern slavery, and how it can happen to anyone from the smallest start and can end up forgotten. It's a challenging topic to deal with, but it's one that I face every day as we address part of the world that we live in, where over 50 million people are in modern slavery today, 122,000 estimated within the UK. And you see from there the smallest steps it takes where people end up in modern slavery. It's no accident that God touches the least, the last, and the lost. Because you have here people who are needing to be brought back from the margins and the edges to be able to have their humanity and also to know that others see their humanity. And that's what God did to those shepherds. He saw them as individuals. So much so, the impact he had on them, even as a child, was that they let loose, totally free, that they had discovered and be touched by God. Maybe there are people that you know that you've forgotten. Maybe there's a phone call that maybe you should have made. Take a note of it now on your phone to phone them. Pluck up the courage to contact with them. Maybe there's a colleague before you signed off for Christmas where you should have given that moment of encouragement. Make the new year an opportunity to make that different. Maybe there is someone who just needs a box of chocolates. It won't change their lives completely, but it is a start. Redeeming love doesn't forget people, and it neither does it. Redeeming love redeemers renew our sense of destiny. This is Oslo Cathedral. And you can see there, just at the bottom, a lovely big red heart on the lawn in the front of Oslo Cathedral. It marks the victims that died at the hands of a gunman in 2011. It's Oslo's Dunblane. And I walked past and I couldn't help but be captivated how they'd captured the moment by just giving a heart as a reminder to people that they want love at the center of their city. And that couldn't be even more real when you think about even this week when Czechoslovakia and Prague were faced with the terrible disaster of those mass killings. Where people who just wanted to teach music were killed. And they will take their journey to that city, just like Oslo did, and just like Dunblane did, and they will mark it in a particular way. Just west of this particular building, you go along a street, and you go into a park. It's called Vigelandsparken. And Vigelandsparken, if you've ever been to Oslo, is quite a unique place. And through it, there are really unusual objects or sculptures that speak of humanity. This is one of them. There's hundreds of them. It was a lifetime's commitment by a sculptor during the Second World War, when Europe was going through its darkest moment, where they didn't have a sense of destiny and future. And yet you can see here the unwrapping of a family scene of a mother and a father with a child at the center. There's many other scenes that speak of humanity. This one here is called the Tower of Resurrection. It's a pillar of humanity. And the picture that you just saw previously is just one of those small ones at the bottom. They're enormous. And yet, it's an enduring memorial to a time where Europe was going through such a hard time. The sprawling mass of humanity wanting to live out life. They're powerful images of destiny. And there's a sense of when we're gathered here at this given moment, I overheard particular comments when they saw these pictures come out onto the walls. And you began to see the images of stories and messages of Christmas and reminded of the destiny we have as a worshiping congregation to discover them speaking into our lives. Maybe our image and our preferred future or our imagined future has been dunted and dented, and it's been challenging to be able to figure it all out. But as Love Redeemers, we claim back the destiny God has for us. And that is your path. You're claiming back the path that God has for you. You see, Mary, when she was confronted with all of this, she could have easily been fearful, thinking that she'd be ostracized and forgotten for being a pregnant fiancé. And yet, she is the one where it says there, she kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. And there's things that are happening in your hearts and lives, even now, where you need to hold deeply things are working through your very being of who you are before God and who you are before each other as Maxwell Wearns Castle Church. You need to have that sense of redeeming love, claiming back that sense of destiny. And you can do it in the simplest of ways, where you're standing in front of the kitchen sink or stacking the dishwasher after a massive meal with your family, whatever way you're going to do it. And in that moment, when you've escaped from all the socializing and you're an introvert and you're loving the solitude, you are then discovering a moment of peace where thoughts can come back and you say, I need to redeem back and have a sense of destiny in my life. As I finish off here, in my time as a chaplain at York Hill Children's Hospital, part of York Hill also had the Queen Mums there. And it's a lovely place to be able to share in the joy. And I experienced that with my youngest son, Kelvin. And I visited there when he was born and at his birth. And yet, on other occasions, I had to visit other families that didn't have the same privilege I had. And one still speaks to me of a child that was born into this world. And the child's lifespan was one day. One day. And I couldn't get over the thought of that, because I'm guilty of a day where I may have frittered it away and not given a sense of destiny and claiming back for what my life should be for others and for God. And yet for that family, every hour and every minute and every second counted for the significance of that child's life for one day. It forced me to have perspective. I had no other choice but to have perspective that shook me to the core to understand, what am I doing with my life? And this Christmas, a love redeemer reclaims back a sense of destiny. And as you go into 2024, there is an onus and responsibility on each of us taking ownership of God's redeeming love in your life. Let's not turn our back on it. Let's take this opportunity to get right with God. If you want to start your life once more with God, this is the day to do it. If you feel that you haven't had that proximity with God and that intimacy, this is the time where God is knocking at your door and in your heart and your life. He is not ignoring you. He is fully intent on demonstrating God's love to you right now. And you need to know it and not escape from it or run away from it. Because he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, born into this world on Christmas Day.